What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Can my pet have a funeral? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions here on Lutheran Radio UK. I'm George Samietz, a pastor in the ELCE based in Suffolk and serving and teaching along the A14 in Brandon, Cambridge and Coventry. Today's question arises in theory and in reality, but behind it is the awareness and concern that deaths of our pets may produce a wide range of effects, and depending on the significance of the loss, there is a level of grief that also comes with these deaths. A search of the internet will also find a wide range of burial and cremation and memorial services for pets, and it doesn't take too long of a search to find funeral liturgies, religious and non-religious celebrants, and news items. I think we recognise the wide differences between a parent burying a goldfish or guinea pig in the backyard in the presence of sad children, and an adult, maybe elderly person, burying or having buried or cremated a dog or cat or horse, which has been a significant part of their lives for years, possibly decades. If people are present at the disposal, is anything said or done? I am reminded of a joke which, I dare say, you've heard versions of. The farmer's dog dies after a long and happy life. The farmer goes to the pastor to arrange a funeral, to which the pastor replies that the church doesn't conduct funerals for pets, but perhaps another church in town or the local undertakers could help. The farmer nods, and as he is leaving inquires whether the pastor thinks that £25,000 would be enough to cover all the expenses involved. To which the pastor replies, "Why didn't you tell me your dog was a Lutheran? Can my pet have a funeral?" If funeral means a church service, coffin, and the rituals of the church, then the answer would be no, for I know of no church history or Bible reference that would support such a practice. If, however, funeral means saying something at the disposal of the pet, so for an example, the parent or the children saying a prayer to thank God for their pet and asking God to comfort them in their sadness before or after they fill in the little grave dug in the backyard, then the answer would be yes, for we can bring to God in prayer all the moments of our lives. The issue, of course, comes along the spectrum between these two answers, so that people might want to know at what point does the yes become a no. Funerals are not Christian events, but are the rites, rituals, cultural occurrences, from the very pragmatic and functional to the elaborate and symbolic, by which we dispose of the dead, definitely us, when we die. We always try and have funerals for people. Of course, people view an animal's death variously, and so depending on your religious point of view, there may, but I think largely there are not, funerals for all the animals that die, pets included. A Christian funeral is a rite by which Christians respectfully dispose of the deceased's mortal remains, acknowledge the life lived, and above all give glory and thanks to God for his grace and mercy and presence in the life of the person who's died. Christians do not regard animals as the same as people. While animals are God's gift as part of this wonderful creation, subject sadly to the bondage of corruption because of our sin, we view them both biologically and theologically, so to speak. Thus we make use of all creation, but we should not abuse creation, nor are we to cause it pain and suffering. So it is perfectly understandable that animals can provide us with companionship, and thus we should care for them, recognizing their intelligence and attributes. But they always remain not us. God cares for the animals as well, while at the same time they are used in the sacrificial system for the benefit of people. The psalmist can say that God covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry. in Psalm 147. The psalmist, Asaph, in Psalm 50, records God tired of the people's animal sacrifices, which had become a way to bypass their relationship with him. God doesn't need the sacrifices, but the people do. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. Jesus can draw on God's care for the animals when telling his disciples to have no fear when persecution comes. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. In Proverbs we read, "Whoever is righteous has regard for the life of his beast, but the mercy of the wicked is cruel." Now what I've just said can seem rather dispassionate about people and animals, functional, utilitarian, and it doesn't reflect the depth of feeling we can have for our pets, and there are numerous stories of pets caring for and serving their owners. Thus, if anything is going to happen funeral-wise, it is not for the benefit of the pet, but for the well-being of the bereaved person or family whose pet has died. And so it is these two factors, I think, that shape a pastor's response to the question, "Can my pet have a funeral?" It involves unpacking what is meant by funeral, while recognizing that what has died isn't a human being. And that isn't a comment on the relationship between the owner and the pet, but a statement of fact. Facing the death of animals dear to us, whether it be the family pet that dies of old age, the pet the vet advised to have put down, or hundreds of farm animals, for example sheep, who are badly injured after a bushfire and then have to be shot by the farmer, or any other scenario you can think of, always has levels of sadness, trauma, and grief. Into such situations, the pastor then replies with the resources of the church to help the bereaved grieve for as long as the grieving takes, and that might include something when the pet is disposed of. If you have insights, comments, or further questions on this topic, by all means send them to me. The email address is info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.